financial bondage that's been holding you back? Are you ready to take charge of your finances to cut your mortgage payment in half while reducing your taxes significantly? If yes, then this podcast is for you. Fiscal Fitness and Freedom can pay off the national debt in less than 10 years. So from humble beginnings of just about $500, Scott built a billion-dollar mortgage company. So here's your host, Scott Smith.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fiscal Fitness and Freedom. We're your hosts, Laura Lewis and Scott Smith. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. You've been researching, haven't you?
I have. In our last episode, we were talking about the government shutdown, and I asked if Congress continued to get paid if the government shut down. And you said, if I was a betting man, I would bet that they are. And so I did a little bit of research, and shockingly, they do continue to get paid, which is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. And I think, you know,
One of those things that's shocking, but not surprising, right?
That is definitely exactly it.
Oh my gosh. So in other words, based on their own decision-making, et cetera, they shut the government down and millions go without pay. Can be government employees. It could be people receiving benefits for all I know, but they keep getting paid.
Right. And meanwhile, they're using it as a bargaining tool for... Right. That they want. It's not even about the budget.
Right. They're wrangling out special interest issues to get the other side to agree to raise the debt limit.
It is bananas to me, but like you said, it's just no longer shocking. I think this is a common thing, especially in light of Dianne Feinstein passing recently, and she was 90 years old. And I actually was just, you know, thinking, is this why Congress is so out of touch? Like, is it just that the ages are just so high now that they're not realizing what is affecting the average American? So I did some research on that. And actually, the average age of Congress is 58, which is much lower than I expected, considering how scandalized it is that people are so much older and continuing to hold office, which is its own thing to me. I think at some point, you know, we need to cap that staff. But then it really just begs the question, why is Congress so out of touch? If they are an average age of the average American, why are we not? I just don't feel fully represented by the Congress right now.
Oh, absolutely not. And Congress out of touch. So that's this episode then.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about why is Congress so out of touch. First thing that comes to mind, there are a lot of rappers who've gone bankrupt over time. And I was actually reading up on some of them.
Rappers? Like music rappers?
Music rappers that are like raking in millions and then they go bankrupt. And what one in particular, I was reading about him and he's back on his feet now, but he said he did not know he was about to go bankrupt until a couple of days before he went bankrupt. Yes. And so then as I looked further, there's lots of cases of that where people have a lot of money, and then they go bankrupt. And in many instances, they don't know. And there's a reason. I think there's actually a phrase for this, and I don't know the phrase, but it's like, if you're surrounded by an entourage, and they're telling you everything you want to hear, or they want you to hear, you know, you're so famous, you're doing so well, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know your own reality. And so you're only as good as sort of the circle of people who are feeding you the information. And with celebrities or with politicians, they are surrounded by staff and entourage. And everything they say is kind of preaching to the choir, and the choir preaches back to them. And so they're very insulated.
Right. Echo chamber.
And so, yeah. And so they right there, right from the start, whenever you're in a situation in which there's a lot of power or fame, celebrity with it, and people adulate you, surrounding you, everyone wants to shake your hand. Everyone wants, you know, no matter which side you are or how controversial you are, there's enough people around you that adore you or you represent their special interests that they're going to constantly feed you with the information that sort of supplies that ecosystem.
Right.
So how they got in power, what they represent, it's they are skewed from the beginning. So that's a problem. I remember reading years ago, there was a very wealthy member of Congress, and somebody, a reporter, was asking him, how is it that you worth billions of dollars, can understand the plight of the poor? And he literally said, just because someone dresses me every morning doesn't mean I'm incapable of understanding the plight of the poor. And of course, he didn't even realize how shocking that was going to be for 99% of Americans. Like, someone dresses you?
This is a whole person's job.
You just say someone dresses, just because someone dresses me in the morning. I mean, like, that shows how out of touch with reality he was. Like, you know, you'd have to explain yourself if you're going to put that statement out. Like, you know, that guy has to be out of touch with, you know, the whole of the country.
Right.
Someone dresses them. So, I mean, let's hope that no one dresses any members of our Congress.
I wouldn't be surprised again.
Oh, my gosh. Let's hope not. I mean, maybe you should research that.
But yeah. Stop those things for professional Congress dressers.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I think that sort of underscores why they're out of touch with reality. But there's some other very practical things we could do. For example, Congress should have the same healthcare system we have. Did you know they have a different healthcare system than us?
No. What? How are they separate than a regular person?
Oh, they're taken care of for life. Even
where
after,
is healthcare coming from? Is this like a universal healthcare specific to them? Or
for congressmen. Yeah. They have all cares taken care of for life. They also have a pension for life. I forget how long you have to serve. I don't think it's very long, but then you get this fat, juicy pension for life. So that shouldn't exist. They should not have a different healthcare system than us. And they should have nothing more than Social Security. You know,
are they grabbing this healthcare system from? Is this funded by taxpayers?
It's funded by taxpayers as part of the U.S. budget.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seems like a smaller version of universal healthcare that they continue. Well,
it is. And basic income.
It's wild that they are getting this and it's not being passed for the average citizen.
Right. They already have the Financial Freedom Act.
Yeah, they're living it. No wonder they don't care about anybody else.
Well, and what happens is it's impossible to really completely emotionally and logically identify with your constituency if you're living in such a different world.
Right. You know,
it's impossible. Despite what people say, if you're honest with yourself and you're looking at how your life has gone, if you've done better financially over time, and when you're doing better and you look back on the past, it kind of like fades into the past and the various sensitivities you had then are gone, you know? And if your life goes up and down over time, you see it even stronger. That's happened with me. You know, it'll go up and down. And when you're in a down period, you're like, oh my gosh, how did I forget, you know, how challenging this is? And when you're in an up time, it fades. And right. So it's not possible to be in touch with the reality of other people if you're not in their same shoes. So if you start with a special healthcare and retirement system for congressional members, you're divorcing them from reality right there.
Right. And these are huge impact issues that I feel are constantly being revised and shot down.
There are other things, you know, I mean, certainly in their travel and their mail and all that, there's all these perks that divorce them from reality. There are certain immunities they have, not entirely from insider trading, because they're making decisions that could impact industries. Again, like same laws for Congress as for us. There should be no differentiation there. And right. If you own stock in an industry that you're weighing in on as a legislator, put it in a blind trust. Maybe all congressmen should have their assets in blind trust. You know, why not have certain sacrifices that a public official has to do to ensure their integrity?
Right. I think that creates a very obvious conflict of interest and mm-hmm. is a protected one.
If you look at the level of compliance that anyone in, you know, public securities or PE funds and all that, quarterly reports of not just their own financial situation, but everyone under the household, if it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, child, or just someone cohabitating with them, you know, you take in your mother-in-law, you have to have full disclosure on all aspects of the finance there. Those laws are put together because those people are handling a lot of money and you want to try to ensure integrity. And yet you've got congressional members who are literally making decisions on trillions of dollars, not reporting anything like that. And
right.
it's, you know, not at that same standard. So yeah, they write the standards for others. That's a part of the problem. I think that one of the best laws that Congress could pass would be that ensures they're in the same boat as constituents, never in a favored position. Now, is Congress going to pass that? The fact that they wouldn't just tomorrow go and do it means that those perks mean something to them.
But that is kind of backwards. If they're going to get these guaranteed pensions and healthcare, why are they literally dying in office? These, you know, we have some extremely old congressmen and senators who are just well past the age of retirement. And, you know, I feel like just the average citizen is like, I can't wait to retire and travel and spend time with my grandkids and my
right.
family.
Right.
These are literally dying.
They don't want to. Okay. That's a corollary to why is Congress so out of touch? Why don't they, why aren't they just, you know, anxious to retire as soon as they can?
Yeah, they're going to have a great life, apparently, with all of that.
It's because of the effect of power. So if you think about it, the perpetual struggle that we humans all have living on Earth is trying to garner a little control in our lives. You
right.
know, like you try to figure out what do you eat and what don't you eat? Why do you want a little control over your health, you know? You try to figure out, well, which job could I do? And it's this constant casting about trying to figure out how to make your way through life. And it's a control issue. And that, you know, that's like the subject of a lot of religious discourses, that surrender is the opposite of what humans want. And in fact, if you look, even in leaders in the various religions want to control people.
Right.
It's this strange thing. Man is driven by control, and the ultimate, and money is a form of control. You know, you can fly where you want. Power is a huge form of control. Power is very seductive. And so that is the challenge, is that the trappings of leadership, the power that comes with it, pulls exactly the wrong people into leadership.
Right.
Not serving. They're not servants. They like the trappings of the power. They like adoration. They like the attention. They like all that kind of stuff. That eventually becomes their identity. You know, you can imagine I'm a senator from North Carolina. It's their identity. And when you switch jobs, your identity shifts. There's the death of the old you and the new you. It's a huge deal. It's like somebody, especially like in sports where people retire early, really hard for somebody to go from a professional NFL player to no longer being a player. Their entire identity is wrapped up in being a player. No different for our congressmen, but it's exacerbated because of the power that goes with it. So we need to act to build as much neutrality and to eliminate that as much as possible. And there need to be sacrifices that political leaders take to counter that. And, you know, it's like we have a system right now that is designed to create problems. It's designed in a right. way, like one should never be surprised that a system produces the outcome it's designed to produce. That's what we have right now.
Exactly.
Congress is more out of touch than you realize. The last comment on it actually came to me through a congressman that I met who was retired. We were at a dinner and he was talking about the Financial Freedom Act. He'd read, he's like, oh my gosh, Congress would be all over this, you know, like flies on honey and blah, blah. And I'm like, well, how do we get it out there? He said, I don't know anyone in Congress anymore. he said, I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, we're in, and he said, I said, why wouldn't this come up? Why am I coming up with it instead of someone with his staff? And
right.
He said, you don't understand what it's like to be in Congress. And I said, no, I don't. Like, tell me. And this really sets the stage. He said, he's a freshman congressman. He went in there and you go through orientation. It's completely surrealistic that you're in this situation. And you're meeting your staff. Yeah, you can hire your staff, but start with the staff that's there. And he says the first day when he's going out on the floor to vote, he's handed this stack of papers. He goes, I think it was 18 inches thick, Scott.
No.
He said, there's no way I'm going to read that the night before. I mean, I couldn't get through it in a week. And then on top, there's a page. This is how it's recommended you vote.
Oh, wow.
This whole staff is preparing this. And he said, the staff can barely keep their heads above the water. They're just going as fast as they can. They're writing these things. And he's like, who's in charge around here? You know, I'm their boss, but basically they're setting what I vote on and they're setting my agenda each day and my schedule. And I barely keep my head above the water. And he said, I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, wow. No wonder nothing gets done here. It's just this overwhelming situation. And so the only people who survive in that are the ones who have a lust for power and, you know, forget the details or any of the, you know, being in touch with the reality of what you're doing. It's crazy. And that's kind of the reality of leadership out there, whether you're in the state government or in the federal government. It's just like so many other jobs out there where people barely can keep up with the pace of what's going on.
Incredible.
And so when you see that picture, it's actually amazing that Congress works as well as it does.
Yeah, and that they accomplish anything at all.
Yeah, and that the world works as well as it does. Yeah.
Wow. Well, and now that I know more, I have more questions, but we'll save them for another time. I think I'm still stuck on them getting a separate health insurance than everyone.
Oh, yeah, let's start with it's a challenging situation to start with if you hear his story, right?
Right.
Let's not go and layer on obvious mistakes like, you know, your own healthcare system, your own this or that, you know. It's like you got to make them as in touch with normal reality as you can, and we're not doing that at all. Anyway, there you go.
So much, Scott.
Crazy, isn't it? Thanks.
Absolutely.
We'll see you all on a future episode.
So that's it for today's episode of Fiscal Fitness and Freedom. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance at a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value grand prize drawing for a private VIP mentoring session with Scott Smith himself. Be sure to head on over to fiscalfitnessandfreedom.com and pick up a copy of Scott's blueprint to discovering your own unique formula to personal success. And join us on the next episode.